59 and 60 of the Journal of Halach in Contemporary Society, which discuss oats. Lo and behold, amazing. The Chosh of Iran, Rabbi David Cohen Shlita, who now works for the CRC in Chicago, before I used to work for the OU, he has a beautiful article on many pages called Celiac, A Guide to Mitzvah Observance. And he discusses the issue of oats. So here on page 7, the very beginning, he discusses the issue of Dr. Felix, Yehuda Felix, who suggested I really shouldn't be oats or not from the Chamesh HaSaminim, was rejected by all contemporary poskim, of Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yashiv, both called Rabbi Efrati, the Rav, I don't know, the Pnine HaRav, page 69. I don't have a chance to look it up. Someone look it up, I don't know what the Rav said. Okay. Then he quotes also a Dr. Kislev, from the Sefer called Sefer HaYovel Mincha Le'ish. I don't have that. I'm sure you can get it in the library. Pages 155 till 68, 179 to 85. He's argued with him on archaeological and academic grounds. So he's argued scientifically with Dr. Felix. You're not the only botanist in the world. He's also a doctor. He quotes a Dr. Munk and Truman, the first volume of Truman. Then he has Rabbi Efrati. And then he adds Rabbi Kestenbaum. Oh, he's the man we'll see soon. In that same Sefer Yovel, page 169 to 70, they tested oats, and they said, become chametz. They do become chametz. Not rancid. That's tzurcham. Okay? That's page 5. Page 7. Boom. Knocks the whole thing out. Who's this Rabbi Kestenbaum? She quotes him later on. Very important. He's the man I kept referring to. I didn't know his name. Approximately, this page 20. Approximately 20 years ago, Rabbi Ephraim Kestner of London began developing gluten-free oat matzah so that celiacs and others allergic to wheat can fulfill the mitzvah. Stick was that oats are one of the five grains which Jewish law considers suitable for matzah, and oats are also naturally low in gluten, which is the protein which causes a reaction in celiacs. So what do you do? Specific breeds of oats, low in gluten, it's been doing hand and machine oat matzahs ever since, the last 20 years. If you want to see more about it, please write this down. http://www.glutenfreeoatmatzot.com. Okay, I'm not sure what this means exactly. It means it's written or it's a film. What does it mean? HTTP.
Website.
The website. Yeah. So, guys, do me a favor. Get on it and whatever's there, print it out. I want to see it. You know, this is the time to see it. Okay? Fine. So, he said there were two objections. There's another. Oh. Dayan Westheim. That's what I was looking for. I got mixed up the names. It's Rabbi Kestenbaum and Dayan Westheim. Is a Rabbi Machshir for his matzah. This is his name is quoted on page 21. Where the question is, and he discusses it on page 22. Machlokus the Ramban and the Rambam. That we spoke about, hey, we're on target. The question is, what's he doing? Why is he mentioning it? He holds it does become chametz. What's he hakim with Ramban and Rambam? Here's the answer. This machlokut is relevant to oat matzot. Because oats are different than other grains and that they must be heat treated before being stored. After that treatment, they are unable to become chametz. As for Gemara Psachim 39a. So according to Ramban, it's no good. He starts quoting source on page 23. How do we paskin? Ramban or Rambam? And he quotes Mogan Avraham, which are on the Maram. Oh, Shekivanti. He has my Maram Akandis. Still my Maram Akandis. He has the two Mogan Avrahams I asked you to see. He has them both here. He did ask me something very important, which I didn't know before. A very important Nishmas Adam, Pesach number 15. Spent a while on that, and that's very, very important. We'll get to that, not today. Very, very important Maram. Welcome if you want to look at over Shabbos. Pesach Sirkot and Tetzvah. Very, very fascinating. Lakewood Matzah Bakery, here on page 24, it says gluten-free oat matzot, which avoid rancidity without ever heat treating the oats. Note, bold print. Information for oat matzot for 2010. Rabbi Kastner and Diane Weston have made a number of unsuccessful attempts to use oats which are not heat-treated. But believe that for Pesach 2011 and beyond, their matzot will meet this higher standard. Go on the website now, find out if it's true. Ad kan, well, we're calling it from this. Comes along. Comes along by Broid Shlita. He has a letter to the editor. Starts on page 95. He says, "What do you mean? It's about Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim about what Shibol Shuan is. We read this yesterday. Remember Friday's piece, right? Some say it means oats, and some say it means sigali, which we thought maybe was whatever it is. It's spelled. It was one of the other things we saw. Okay, and he quotes the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Kalayim." The very beginning, 1:1, so the reappearance. Must have been in Rabbi Kapach's edition. I don't know what kind of reappearance. I guess it was missing for a while. Okay. Then he quotes a number of others all the same way. Then he starts giving technical reasons. Right. He says the Mishnah Kalayim, the first Mishnah, Shibola Shul and Shipon and Barley can all be crossbreeding, which is simply false for oats. Who was this? A biologist? A botanist? Well, who decides these things? I don't know. He says, you look at Shulchan Aruch, you're there 294:14. Says so. No less a contemporary thought than Rav Sternbruch in Tshuvot V'Hanagot 1:302 notes that our oats, which he calls Quakers, are not Shibor Ashur. Wait a minute. I looked inside today. And he points out in his response, Rabbi David Cohen, he didn't say that. He quoted such an opinion. He didn't embrace that opinion. So that's a little bit, okay. Goes further. Yes, most posts disagree. But that's only the Churma, not the Kula. You can't make an Al-Khilas Matzah. Right? And he says, as far as Brachas, no, you can make the Mazonas. You can say Hamotzi. And this is this one now. And perhaps even recite Birchas HaMazon on any grain-based bread. This is news to me, but I am not an expert in Nechaz Brachas. He tells you to look at three sources. Igris Moshe, Chelek Dalid, look it up. Nishmas Avram, that's by Dr. Abraham. And you have Bia Omer, Abba Vajra. You have to look at those three sources. It's good to know. Okay. Here's another wild idea, Rabbi Broad. It's such a wild idea, but you know, it's not so wild because Rabbi Cohen said he thought of the idea too. He just didn't print it. For reasons we'll get to. What's that? I want to discuss this later next week. You mix wheat with rice. Have you seen that yet in the Marma Kamas? I definitely left it off the Marma Kamas for this week. Are the guys finished with Marma Kamas this week yet? Almost finished? I want to get more Marma Kamas on Sunday for Lineta. Okay? For Lineta. Okay? So it'll be, we'll go back there. It's a Mishnah and Challah. It's certainly relevant to Hilchos Pesach. Very much the Rambam's. It's maybe one of the Rambams directly. We'll get to it. He wants to suggest that. So Rabbi Cohen said he thought of it too, but it's not practical. So he left it out. Maybe damaging. Ta-da. Okay. And he says over here. This is as follows. He says, Chazanish. He quotes, even Rabbi Efrati, he says, Oats is only the Chumrah. He says, no. He quotes a Chazanish. Is that one should assume that Shibola Shul even is oats, even the Kula, and that is based in Hilchos Kalayim? I'll be afraid to quote the Chazanish. I will just open up him again, that piece that I have here. Thank you very much from yesterday. He quotes the Chazanish. Let's see. Want to look it up? Where is the Chazanish? Here we go. Apparently, Reish Simon Gimel in Kalayim. That's what he quotes as the Chazanish over here. He writes the Chazanish in the following. The Muskla Rishon Hayunikovim also in the Kishne Min of the Chodava. And the Shechazal Hechriyu Shein Min Echot. The Dover Zeh Vaday Enoch Nikba Lef Yamara Vadim in Achitzoni. But rather, according to Chazanish, Besider aminim wal pi kibbutz hargoshes rabos, kimuvah tochnis v'amara v'atam Otsu b'chol pri mazon acher kefi rav hayesodos hametsuyim b'dam hachai. Uvahargoshes pnimios makir adam b'chalukos hamazon shol b'chol pri pri. V'chriyo chachamim beruach kotshon. Mayim in echad mayim minim chalukim. V'osu shechriyo shem in echad av shein domen zelazeh b'chitzoni yusam b'mara b'tavnis. Enem kalayim zeh b'zeh. There you go. Chazanish says that he's even makel on it. Makel, he's makel. There's another portion to be makel to Shibola Shul and Sarah, Chalayim, Sim, and Gimel. Where it's an end of Sinkot and Dalit. You can put it together. He's mamish makel and the Yisha. He's still lab the riser of both sides. Mamish. Chalai is wrong. It's an Yisha lab. Am I correct? That's not looking at Chumash. Right? It's a lav, lo sasei daraisa, right? To plant kalayim, rom and eretz yisrael, and the chazanish is makel. You allow to plant barley together with oats. That's what he quotes. Don't tell me he's only saying the luchum. Again, you can argue, but whatever things are being violated by doing oats for us is not as much as an isa lav. So therefore, Rabbi Cohen says that even though it's a machlokas of rishonim, and you know maybe we should be machmir. But once we're conveyed with the Rav Poskim, with Rashi, with Rabbeinu Gershom, that's it. So he wants to respond that Rabbi Broad is wrong. Okay, we have it over here. I'm just giving you, thank you so much for these new Maram Akarmas. And believe that at Chayodah will be on next week's Maram Akarmas, the one that is quoted over here. Karabas, with me so far? So it's always good. But go on the website, please. Oh, you got it? You got it by heart, the website?
We'll look it up.
You can look at Kestenbaum or Wertheim. Those are the names that I was sort of forgetting. I remember a long article about it in the Idiotera Modia, written by these Rabbanim, who explained the methodology that I told you before. Now, I called up my food biologist yesterday. I have a person who was a member of my shul for many years and served as a consultant to Sunni to the Kofke, I think to the OU as well, in these matters of PhD in biology. And I asked her yesterday, what are we doing here? She said, just go take it to a seventh. Don't go to chemistry lab. Go to biology lab. Anyone in biology here? Anyone think biology? Nobody. Biology? Who's your lab teacher?
Som Dimitra. He teaches one course in NYU.
What's his name?
Som Dimitra.
Not a firm yet?
Yeah.
You also think biology?
It's biochemistry. I spent time in the biology lab.
Yeah, and is there a firm yet there?
But we also need oats and...
Yeah, it's so hard to find oats.
You can ask Dr. Flay.
I'm next to the biology. Whatever you do, please do me this. Go get yourself plant flour from wheat. Rice flour. And you go to a health store. Rice flour. Oat flour, and I will get you the London oat flour. That's my job. You get the three. That's so hard, easy. You have to get a little bit yeast. You throw it in a certain amount of time. We should have a class trip before we go to the matzah bakery. We go across the street. A class trip. I will observe all four: wheat, right, rice, and both kinds of oats. And we'll see for ourselves. All right. So, that I'll try to eat that oat flour by after the weekend. You get the other three flours you can get anywhere. If you can't get the flour, call me up. I'll get the other flour too. And we'll go, maybe we'll go Monday. Okay, Monday the lab is open. Until then, probably it's hard to get it arranged. Monday the lab is open, right? For business.
Depends. I'm not sure.
Sunday it's open?
Technically you need it to go for Easter time.
You find out when you can get in. Okay, so we go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometime next week, like a class trip. And we'll see for ourselves. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is Torah Mazda, yeah?
And we need to purify water.
Purify the water, okay? We have an expert here. Purify the water. Okay, whatever you'll do with the water. What else you have to do? No, we'll try it. If it fails, it fails. I'm sure many experiments failed. We don't expect any Nobel Prize from this experiment. But we can at least cross the street and see if we can find out what we see. Okay? Believe that. We have a biochemistry. There's even more than the bio lab. Biochemistry lab. Oh, it's a higher madriga. Okay, good. Okay, let's now get to some of the learning aspects of it. And we discussed the lumnish aspect with some of the learning aspects. Okay. We're discussing Rabosai, the Tosfos Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We left off talking about Shimur. So I did not get a chance to talk to you about, which I very much wanted to, was to quote you a Meshech Chochma on Chumash. Okay, Tosfos was about Chumash. We already did the Meshech Chochma for this week. Not Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Bo, but still, you know, still very recent. Fascinating Meshech Chochma. It's so fascinating. For some reason, I can't understand why, Rabbi Kuperman's edition, which is a fantastic edition, is missing. I don't understand it. He has an asterisk. He quotes the caption. There's an asterisk there, and it's missing. Anyone can contact Rabbi Kuperman? Anyone here married to a Mechala graduate? Please ask her to email Rabbi Kuperman. Tell him that he knows me well. I'm a big fan. He knows that. He's a shtickle my fan, too. Okay. But I think I told you why. Did I tell you why?
Yeah.
We're going to it right now. Okay. Not relevant right this minute. So email him and say that you don't understand why, in his edition, the comment of the Meshech Chochma on the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud, Miyamim Yamima, he quotes it with a little asterisk, and there's no, that's it. I can't find it. But other editions have it. I'll read it to you. Fascinating. Mechilta, Miyamim Yamima, Magid, the Adam, Sarach, Livdok, Asat Tfilin, Leachayud Beis Chodesh. Check a tefillin once a year. We have to pass in less than that, we have to check a tefillin. So the Mishnah is Yaakov and Yeridea brings a raya from here, and you have to check the lungs, because the miyat ha-motzi of treifus, it's a din d'orais. Din d'orais. Isn't that amazing? A din d'orais. The majority of lungs are intact. The minority, which is motzi, Mishnah Sagal's motzi is more than 10%, is not has a hole. It's a din d'oraisa. What kind of din d'oraisa? We all know your father. This is Mishnah Parsha. Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. We got it in Parsha. We got it in the Parsha. You see, you follow the majority. What's this? The Rabbanon. Okay, why d'oraisa? So he has a love the shavar. It's such a beautiful meshchav. It's so beautiful. To the answer, the Meshach, I answer Tosfos Kash. Where's Tosfos? Nida Samach Alef. Amud Beis, Dermasel Ava. They ask a Kasha, by Kilayim, you can make Tachrichim for a Mason Kilayim. Why isn't there Loig LaRosh? There's a famous Gemara. You're not supposed to walk over your titus hanging out into a cemetery. You know that Gemara? It's Gemara Brachas. Why Loig LaRosh? You're making fun of the dead. Nebuch, the poor dead, but Mason Chavshim and Amitzvahs. Hey, I'm a live person. I can wear tzitzis, and you never, you're in the ground. It seems you're thinking of mocking him. Tractosis said, how do you bury the dead in what? In Kalayim? You're mocking him. But now he's a dead person. He's not obligated in the midst of Kalayim. No pilpul do we put tzitzis on a dead person. You put a talus on. So the famous story, we ripped the corner. You know about that? You know what I'm talking about? Minik Hever Kadisha, they bury it, not in Eretz Yisrael, they don't bury anything. But in America, they bury in the talus, and they rip one corner. Why? For this reason. Shouldn't be log l'rush. You rip a corner, so it's not chayim and tzitzis. It's not whatever. They round the corner, however they do it. The Vilna Gaon didn't hold from this. The Vilna Gaon held that the Shaila, whether you bury in a talus or not, is dependent upon whether tzitzis is tashmishe mitzvah or tashmishe kedusha. Machlok is a mesech to tzitzis, one of the mesechas katanas. So he left clear instructions to one of his trusted Talmidim. After 120 years, I want to be buried in a talus intact. Clear instructions, there's no doubt about it. He told his trusted Talmud, who was almost always there. Emphasize the word almost. He went away for Yontif. Now that can't go away. He went to his parents, his in-laws, went away for Yontif. Who knows when the Vilna Gaon was Nifter? Anyone knows Yartzai? Anyone know? Chalamoyed Sukkis. He wasn't there. The word spread. He comes running. He knows his Achrayis. He He breakneck speed, 80 miles an hour. I went on the Lithuanian turnpike, better than the Connecticut turnpike, I bought a site, which is close today. The Lithuanian turnpike, and he's going 90 miles an hour, and he comes, he gets it just in time for the Kaddish after the Vilna Gaon was already under the ground. Kaddish Baruch Hu had his cheshbon with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon had a very explanation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know, the Vilna Gaon, just to give another example along these lines, was very upset with the Minhag HaRamah that we don't duch in the chutzlars. What is this? This is a Seder Raisa. You have a vatel and a Seder Raisa for some kind of funny reason. After Simcha, only on Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, you haven't talked about it, eat. The whole thing is so wild. So the Gaon gave a patch and close. Tomorrow, we're starting to duch. And I can't handle this anymore. The story goes, I can't vouch the veracity of the story, that that night the shul burned down. That's this. Look, the Gaon was chastened, waited a couple of more years, and it kept, again, some years later, tomorrow it's on the duch. That night the shul burned down. So the Gaon stopped. So it's Tanina asked him, Rebbe, Lo ba shamayimi, what are you going to be, change your mind because of this? He says, I haven't changed my mind. But why should I burn down the shul the third time? So the Vilna Gaon had this interesting connection. That's the story. And that's not this, that's a digression on this Meshavach. Okay, fine. It's important to hear these stories. I was reading in Chavrusa that they told me how Rabbi Shechter tells stories. Did you read that? You should read it. Rabbi Shechter tells stories, how the Rav tells. I'm not a good storyteller. But the stories are important as a part of the Mesorah. That's what you should read it in Chavrusa. Okay. Written by Zev Elif. But Rabbi Shechter is telling stories. It's a very important piece. Mesorah, now, you ever heard of Chavrusa? It's a rabbinic alumni publication. I'm sure it's online, with fewer letters than the HTTP I just gave you. I'm sure you can get it. You probably can't even get it in hardcover if you look around anywhere in these offices, the right place. Anyway, this is the cash that the Torah says. Amarti, says the Meshach Chacham. The Belosa say, Ha'ikiru Masha Eina Demosa. V'yamasa Machmas Ones, O'vinyan Achara Potro, Shuv Hukamo Kol Adam Sha'asiyah Eina Nechshav Asiyah. It's not your fault. Unsa Lav Command the Ovid, as Yerushalmi said. I didn't do it. Go on, I didn't do it. Lo came to Mitzvah's Asay, Avsha Lo Yasa Machmas Eza Ones, Mikomagom Lo Mechshav Command the Ovid. It's the same famous Yerushalmi. Unsalav command the Ovid. Going back to another Vilna Gaon. That same Vilna Gaon, that same day, probably Chalamot Sukkos, his father was dying. He was crying, the Vilna Gaon. He was crying. So this time he didn't ask him. That time he wasn't around. The other time he didn't ask him, Rebbe, why are you crying? So he held on to his tzitzis. He said, look, in this world, for a few kopekas, you can be out to your tzitzis. But in the next world, he can't do anything. And he says, more than that, now he fell sick. He couldn't learn. They said to him, Rebbe, but you're an onus. You're an onus, right? You can't learn because you're sick. Or if the Chalili are dead, so you're an onus. And he responded, in Yiddish, Oba for an onus, catch these only three words in Yiddish. It's easy. Hotmanisht. What does it mean, hotmanisht?
One doesn't have.
It's called Yerushalmi. Unsa lav command the oven. True, I'm not going to be punished because I didn't learn because he was sick. I'm not going to be punished for not putting on tzitzis and if he's not alive. But you don't have the schar mitzvah, you don't have the mitzvah, you know. That's what he's saying over here. The male like this. When it comes to a lo sasev kalayim, the person's dead. He's no longer has no bechira, has no yacholas. Ein lecha ones gadol mizeh. There's no big ones of being dead. That's an interesting phrase in the Meshavah. Right? Lo can be aseid. You put on a talis on him while you guys walking in the cemetery with his talis hanging out. Sof, sof, lo, also. And there's a lo of the rush, Rav Osai. What a meridik of art. Is this meridik? I'll give you another tusha. We talk a learning chumash. This is Thursday chumash. Really, it's for real. Till now, it was like, for real. Rav Osai, this is a Maralvi Prague in Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash. again, he may say this too. I didn't plan to talk about this today, so I'm not prepared. He may say this very vart, but this is he's going on a different vart over there. He wants to know the famous kasha. If the avos kept kolot Torah kula before it was given, how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? World famous kasha. There are numerous terutzim. His answer is the avos kept the mitzvahs asay of kolot Torah kula. Because when it comes to an asay, it makes sense to keep it even if you're not commanded. Makes sense? You have a kiyum. You have a kiyum, even though there's no chiyum. You have a kiyum. So the avos were mekayim all the asays, they would have the kiyum and mitzvah, even though they were not commanded to do so. When it comes to los asay, says the Maharal Prag, if you're not commanded and you decide to keep it anyway, you're crazy. I'll give you an example. I'm not a kohen. Is there a kohen in the house? Oh, Baruch Hashem, we have one kohen. But everyone else is not a kohen. Now, as a kohen, you don't go to funerals, correct? I don't know. Pasuk and Chumash. Let's say we'll decide, all of us, to take on a new chumra. We won't go to funerals. Like a kohen. Absurd, ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's crazy. We don't get any mitzvah for not going to funerals. We're not mitzvah. So the avos claims the Maharal Miprag, who were not mitzvah in the mitzvahs, for them to stay away from things which are losay would be meaningless. The same yisod. Everyone with me so far? Yeah, good, great. Let's now talk about the Mishkan of Yaakov now. Look, Rov is not treifa. We're not required to be with the rice to worry about it. Follow the Rov? I guarantee we need a treifa. Rabbo says, guaranteed. If you don't check, we need a treifa. So what? So what? It's considered to be an onus. You know, they asked, even though you could check, you have a chiyuv to check. They asked Rabbi Heinemann Shalita once, and one of his rabbi, does your hashkacha rely on Rov? Okay, what an edge. So Rabbi Heinemann responded so beautifully. My dear friend, do you drink milk? Yeah, I drink milk. Chol Yisrael, yeah, Chol Yisrael. So he asked him, I don't use these words. Tell me, did you put the cow to an MRI before you drank the milk? Maybe it's a treif. Chol treif is a treif. What's the answer? Rove. Rabbi Shechter Shlita has his questions now. He doesn't drink any milk anymore because he's not sure what the rove is. But the rest of the world still assumes that the rove of the animals are not treifa. So we all are lying on the rove. And if you eat some of the milk is treifa, so what? Honest? As opposed to the mechilta, have to check your tefillin once every year. Because if you don't check your tefillin, and the tefillin become puzzle. Okay, but honest, how are you supposed to know it can't puzzle? But if an honest hutmanished, your tefillin apostle, your sefer sold you $1,000 tefillin, the most mahuda they could film. You left out a word. And you discover it a year later. You can cry. I own onus. Spend $1,000. You have an honest hutmanished. That's a beautiful word of the Meshechach. You're probably wondering, why in the world am I discussing this today? We ought to hear parshas Shavuot lechol ha'des. We have the Shpotim. But we have so many different parshas. Okay. But now Rabbi also talk about Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. Next paragraph. Uvozeh bi'arti divrei Rama Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. Perikei Halachotes. We were there yesterday. Open it up again. Perikei Halachotes. Open up the Rambam. V'shum shenema u'shmartim es ha'matzos. Lomar, Izaru, B'matzah, V'shimru also, Mikol Tzad Chimutz. L'fichach Arba Chacham, it's a quote of the Rambam verbatim. Sarach Adam, Lizaru, B'dogon, She'ochel, B'menu, B'pesach, Shelo Yavo, Olav Mayim, Acha, She'nikta. Says the Rambam, L'fizet, Tor, L'kayim, V'shemat, V'shematzes, V'chol HaPesach. Right? The Rambam is Mach, we have the Shmur Matzah also, we have one Chassidah Shiyid in the back, who's Mekai in the Mitzvah. Ramam Shita. How about Sfarim? Do you only Shmur Matzah? No? You should. Rambam. I mean, I don't know. Look at Rabbi Vajra. Don't know this is Rav. Shmur Matz, all Pesach long. Shmur Mishas Tzira. But Tzarech Yen Godel Frek B'mei Simcha. Teich Amru, he quotes in Mefurash Gemara, Bosan, in Mesech Tzarech Nath Memem and Aleph. But Tzekel Shal Nochem Emalad and Kreis of Mehem, Ubavad Shal Chazayat Matz and Machrona. By the way, I dare you to find that in the Rambam. He left it out. Ah, I'm smelling something. He left out of Gemara. Obviously, the Rambam is up to something over here. Because look at the Duke Yosef. It's a Tov, so it should be base Yosef. Simon Tovnun Gimel. Well, the Fima Shaka Safti Yosef Shap. Listen to this wild Meshach. It's verdict. It's unbelievably great. Look what he says. The Be'emes Lachom Miyut Ein Tzarech Lachosh Klap. Mikiradin, true is a mirror that some water fell on the wheat, da 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 da. It's a small percentage you don't have to worry about. Shulol says, Shulol lechol chametz. Veshuv ki ein tzarech lochosh midina, im ki im yochal havik im oshalos ochol chametz klai. You're an honest. You're an isakores, potentially. Honest. Lo came belayla rishona. This is a say. We talk about chorus, and it's say the mitzvah lechol matzah im yochel echad mini revava chametz, 1 in 10,000 matzahs is chametz. You want to play Russian roulette? 10,000 times, right? Ha'im tomash echol matzah, he lucked out. Nebuch, he's the 1 in 10,000 who got the bad one. Halavada lechol matzah yim ezav siba shiyah lekach tzorach shimer. Unbelievable. We're more machmer for our says and Velosa says in these kinds of cases. But the Velosa say you follow the majority and you end up you lucked out. You're an honest. But for an say you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. What? Isn't that brilliant? That's the chat in the Rambam. The Mela we saw yesterday, the person has only one matzah because Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel. He only has one kazayis of matzah shmura. So what does he do? He says it for last. Has he eaten the other matzah? The answer is, Zachatchila is the only Shmura Matzah. He doesn't have any more. He has no Shmura Matzah Mishas Ktsira. So you're allowed to eat it? Mosuk Mitvash. Rabbi, what do you say? Ah, Gavaldik emailed the rabbi. Why isn't it his edition? Like, it's such a beautiful one. It must be something, maybe it's a typo. Like, I just don't know what to make of it. It's there with it, just the caption with an asterisk. And I looked in the beginning to see what an asterisk means. I couldn't find it. Yes?
Why then does a person have to have matzah shmura? Why should they have matzah shmura on the Pesach? Why can't they just rely on?
So the chatchila, because the chometz we try to be as machmir as we can.
Also, Rabbi pointed out that the Rambam omits the din of memal adam.
Right, so that's not a chatchila. They put it in the shas etchakim, so he had it.
Oh, so he's so the Gemara will only meant it as
a. Could be some machlokes in the Gemara whether we're machmir need shmura b'shas or not. I mentioned it yesterday to you. The rush, so the rush. So that if you hold, you need Shmur Mishas Ktsira, you really shouldn't use Mitzvah Shalach. But the Gemara held not that way. The Ram held out. We saw in the Rosh, the Chatchila. The Ram's the Chatchila. You shouldn't use it. Adka. Okay, everyone with me so far? Gavaldik. This is the Meshach Chokhma. Okay. Fine. When we talk about Shmira, about saying Shmata Mesamatis, what does it mean in Shmatim and Samasis? So since we're quoting Divrei Yecheskel, I'd like to give a more complete citation. This can be found over here. I mentioned yesterday, Simon Yud Aleph, Sivkotin Tez Zayin. That's what I'm going to quote now. I'm just going to read you inside. We had a bit of a rush end this year yesterday. I'm going to read you the words over here. It's like this. It's a Befurashi Rishalmi that the Ramban quotes, right? The Shmatim and Samasis. He needs Shmir, Shimur, Shimur, Lishma, whatever it means. Look what it says. The Yerushalmi by Ravucha said, you know, Yotzei, he calls the Tosis of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Yud Gimel. I remember from Tosis Beitza. The Yerushalmi holds, oh boy, Shimur, Mishas, Ktsira. Again, I'm remembering from the famous comparison to Elisha Ve'elach when it comes to Ochel Nefesh. The cave and the sheet of Sarishami, the Dafka Mishas Lishahu, the Mikvishimur. All this once you started the kneading process. So by Ravucha, the Me'ida Lisha, from the time you started the kneading, Enichol Avalachal Chimus, because you already scalded it in that water. He assumes Ravucha means Chaluta. Im kain ena bechal shmardim, rishama l'shitaso. Aval rab b'tamei pasen like shas dilan daf mem requiring shmir mishas ksira. Therefore, yoyote b'mata hanilosha b'mei peris, you'll fulfill the shmira before I ever got, before I ever mixed the dough. Amazing, amazing. What a fascinating issue. This is the Zivkotin Tezayin towards the end. In Zivkotin Yudzayin, takes it a step further. Step further. According to the Rambam, he says, Shimur is what he calls Shlili, negative. What do you mean, negative? Don't allow any foreign object to get in. That's called Shimur Shlili. We read the Rambam, right? Shimur mikol v'nei chimutz. So if you have, therefore, mat, you have flour and you have apple juice, or flour and eggs, not a drop of water. So the question becomes, where's the Shimur? The answer is, the Shimur is not to let a drop of water fall in. It's called the Shimur Shlili. Shlili. After all, Shmur Mishas Ketira is all Shimur Shlili. Before you mix the dough, it's all negative. Don't let water fall on it. So too, you have the flour, you mix it with eggs. Don't let water fall on it. So you have a Shmira. You have a Shmira. Merit. Now the Yerushalmi seems to hold, you require Shimur, what we call Chiyuvi, positive. What do you mean positive? The Yerushalmi holds you need Shimur only from the Lish of Elch. Lish of Elch, if you just leave things passively, it's going to become chametz. So you need Shimur Chiyuvi to keep kneading the dough until you throw it to the oven. That's the Yerushalmi. The Mele, that the fact that water is not going to fall onto the grain, or the water is not going to fall into the egg matzahs and into the eggs and flour, doesn't count. That's a negative shimur. It doesn't work according to the Shitas HaYerushalmi. According to the Bavli, it works. According to the Bavli, it works. Fine. Of course, once you do chaluta, once you pour, you scald it, even if water will fall in later on, it's still not going to become chametz. So there's no shimur, not even shimur shlili. So you have to say, we said earlier, you fulfill the shimur earlier, before the chalita, before the scalding with the water. Because after all, shmur is mishas ketira, and certainly tchina, according to Shitas HaRambam. Interestingly, I asked this to Rabbeinu Peretz. Did you see it? Who saw Rabbeinu Peretz? Someone came to me with Rabbeinu Peretz. You saw it? You should have it in the back of your Gemara, so that's why I put it on. Most of you have those. Let's open up to Rabbeinu Peretz. He said something quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. Let's look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Allah Bababa Manal. On the Maimon Karts. This is, it's not Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yelach HaBeis that if you have May Peretz, no matter how long you wait, it's not going to become chametz. It's not going to help the Rambam Shita, but in terms of Shitas or Rishonim in general, we should not be oblivious to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Where do you find him in this Gemara? Here he is. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz. In our edition, at least the one edition that I have, we'll find it on page Chof. Listen to this. He says, Rabbeinu Shmuel, every Mefarish, Hashem Mikomoko May Peretz, the Vada Machmitzim, when? He quotes Yerushalmi to prove it. Now you have the wine fell on the grain. It came to Rav Mani, said, burn it. He said, why? May Peretz and Machmitzim. Shmami no, here's in Beforish Gemara against Shita Tarova Rishonim. Ela Shmami no. In the shtaul is man meruba machmitzim. Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris says naraya hasa mayar de moi, which means mayim. He rejected. Ama de machmitzim de mayim. He rejects the raya. But if you hold like the Tarbeinu Shmuel Mi'ivra, then it could be a Shimur long term. That's what the Rebbe Chesler mentions in passing. Fine. But now Rabosai, we discussed the Shitas, the three Shitas yesterday, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and what I consider to be the Rambam. Now I understand everyone agrees with me, not everyone agrees with me in the Rambam, but the Poshut Pshat Rambam. It's Chazir again. Rambam seems to hold, May Paris by themselves are not Machmits at all. May Paris with water Machmitsim, Poshut Pshat Machmitsim means they become Chometz Gomel. They become Chometz Gomel. It's interesting. Rashi asked May Paris alone, so we thought the Pshat is why? Because it became Chometz Nukshe. Rabbeinu David says no, it's also for a different reason. Gzera Otu water. Gzera Otu water. And he only asked it if it stayed 18 minutes. In other words, the Gemara talks about the possibility of Memarim Lahachmitz. That's only with water. Without water, Mikra Dan is not Machmitz, you leave it until doomsday. But they made a Gzera, May Paris, Otu Mayim. It's no worse than Mayim. So since Mayim can leave for 18 minutes, so too May Paris can leave for 18 minutes. That's how Rabbeinu David says. Rabbeinu David. Fine. Interestingly, the when the Rambam says that May Paris ain't Machmitzim at all, he meant in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah. On Pesach, it's permissible. If you look, however, in the Zevach Toda of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, in the Sugi and Mesechta Menachos, Rabbi Osai, Daf Nun Dalin, he says, true, it'll never reach the level of Chometz to Asra on Pesach, but it'll be Machmitz in the sense that it'll have an impact on the mixture more than a plain ingredient, which doesn't have that capacity. The Gemara has a davar ha-maimid is bekoshu. Usually you need 160, I don't know, you're a day here. If it's davar ha-maimid, even less than 160 would answer it, that machmitz may be considered the same, and that might exist in these cases too. If you look on the Sugi Masechta Menachos, you will find it. It's machmitz, because Rambam Hilchos Trumas, Perek Tetzvav Alocha Dalet, says that it is, even my parents, but that's not a Hilchos Chometz Matzah. That's physically. So physically it's going to lead to some kind of a Chimut process, but it's not enough to be considered chametz as far as Hichos Pesach is concerned. So it's relevant to our biological experiment. Let's believe that, and we'll see that. Fine. Tosis over here, Abosai, that chametz nukshe is a daraisa. Correct. Let's look at one more time, please. Look inside. We have to review. Lam and ham and bays got to review. Everything has to be reviewed. So it says, "Vafilu achi." This is about halfway down the narrow lines. "Vafilu achi kares leka." Line touches leka. "Avo malchus ika." The chometz nukshe havi. The toast wrote with an assumption that chometz nukshe is a din daraisa. A din daraisa. Rabosai is a problem. The tour says that chometz nukshe is the rabbanon. Where do you find Chometz Nukshe? The Torah is describing. He's describing Chometz Nukshe, which is found, Rabbi Osai, in the third perek of Masechta Pesachim. Again, we're not up to the third perek at the present time. For example, the Mishnah Mem Ches Amid Beis. Just for a second, I'm not going into details. Look for one second. Mem Ches Amid Beis says, "Siru Yisarev v'ha'och lo potur." Rashi, "Siru Yisarev." Shlo hechmitz called sargo. It didn't quite become full chametz. It didn't become full chametz. Okay? This, according to the Torah, is the Rabbanan. So the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, if Thomas Nukshe is the Rabbanan, if May Paris and Mayim is also the Rabbanan, then how can we say that you could be Yotzei Matzah based on it becoming Chometz Rabbanon? That's crazy. Matzah is din daraisa. If you require Bolidei Chimutz, it's clear you should require what? Bala de chimut, what level? What level? No, right? That's what Tosa says. Tosa says so, right? Tosa says so. It is a daraisa. But according to the Torah that looks at the Rabbanon, we're going to be stuck. So the Makor Chaim, I think it's what Mordechai said earlier this week. The Makor Chaim, you can look it up, please. In Siman Tov, Sam of Beis, it's called now. Says, even the Torah who says that the Chomets Nukshin of Memchens and Beis is the Rabbanon, that is not really edible. It's Nukshin, which is not edible, things of this nature. We had other examples that we've kept speaking about, various kinds of chomets made products that are used for paint and all kinds of other uses which are really inedible. That's the Rabbanon. But the chomets nuksha of meperis and mayim according to Benatam, that's doraisa for sure. Has to be. So there's no machlokas the tur and the tosis. The tur agreed to the tosis, even though he held that the chomets which is inedible is the Rabbanon, or incomplete chomets is the Rabbanon. But here, which is a full chimus, since it has made Paris, everyone agrees it's a din the oraisa. That's what he suggests. Does the Makor Chaim? Does everyone agree to this? Does everyone agree to this? To this Makor Chaim? No, not at all. I'll explain to you why. We come now to an amazing, amazing line, which I'm surprised that no one in this room, with all the Talmidei Chachamim, jumped up and down yesterday to answer your kasha. Yes.
When it quotes the opinion that Seor is Chametz Noksha, it says that's the opinion that holds Chametz Noksha is Asur in general, and it derives it from a pasuk that Seor is the Oraisa.
Notwithstanding the pasuk, the Torah said it's the Rabbanon. Look. I'm going to read a line again. I want you, the collective, you, somebody in this room, to jump up and down with a kasha. The line is towards the very end of the Tosfos. It's just one line. Two lines, sorry. Uvamei beitzim nistapek Rashi. Ichoshiv mei peiros olo. Visha'anu roim shoiso nasa avaben yoser mi b'mayim. I'm sorry, it's three lines. Okay, three narrow lines. Good. I'll read it in English. When it comes to eggs, Rashi is unsure whether it's considered to be May Paris or not, because we see it's thicker than water, but he's not sure. Maybe it's treated like water. Now I want you to ask me a question.
That's
the question. We already mentioned the Rashi yesterday. Rashi learns May Paris alone is Asur. It's Chametz Nuksha. So what did Rashi care? What do you read both say? What does Rashi care if May Beitzim is water or it's considered fruit juice? It's an irrelevancy. Water is usher and fruit juice is usher. Might have kamina. That's a great kash. That is a fact. No one, Baruch Hashem, Nathan bailed us out. Yesterday, no one was jumping. That's a fantastic kash. It's a fantastic kash. Slow. So, Rabosai, the Bach asked this question. It's in a tough sound of base. And he says like this. You look at that Lamed Vav and Aleph. What does it say? Ein Losh in Yisra v'pesem v'yayin shem and v'vash. V'im Losh, Rabbi Gamliel Omer tisoref miyad. So if you have made Paris, Rabosai, it's more chomer than water. It's more chomer than water. Water, you have 18 minutes. May Paris, you don't. So Rashi's Mesupik, is it Mamar Achmas like May Paris or not? What a riot. That's the Bach says. It's a Matav Summer Base. You might know if it's May Paris is more chomer, not more ka. Amazing. That's his answer. Please open up, this is on the Mara Makom, depending on what I was driving at, the Mitzpe Eson on that Yud Gimel Amadav. Have you seen it? It was on. Am I right on the Marma Kamas? Some of you saw it. I wonder what did I do here? Why did I ask you to see this? Take a look. The Yalkut Mefarshim, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Mitzpe Esa. In our edition here, in this Oz Vahala Gemara, we'll find it on page Ches. I mean, different editions of these. These are separate, whatever. Page Ches, column 3. Anyone see it? Says the mitzvah. Vimkein nukshe shubed rabbanon v'pesach l'diday. According to the opinion of Rashi, the nukshe is only b'drabbanon. V'erev pesach mutter kol hayom. Tavi gzeru l'gzeru. The v'pesach gufe gzeru b'shem chometz gomor de b'koretz. A mouthful. Who discussed these mitzvahs yesterday, day before, about egg matzah and erev Pesach? Someone came to me.
Who's
you? Can you have egg matzah and erev Pesach? What did I tell you?
Rabbi's
Machmer. No, I answered no. We don't. Or Chashuchat Mekel. Or Chashuchat says, even according to Rashi, who's Machmer for maybe Chometz Nuksha. Chometz Nuksha be mutter and erev Pesach. As we just had it over here, in the mitzvah Pesach. So why did Rambam say, when you have Erev Pesach on Shabbos, why they introduce the possibility of egg matzahs? You know what the Maruch HaShulchan answers? They didn't have any around. They didn't pay the big egg matzahs just for Erev Pesach. That's what he says. If you had it, you can use it. And there are posts who are Mekel. You have a Shechta to make it on Shabbos. Yeah, I think so. You have a Shechta holds this way. Based on this. Wow. You say, wow. Wow. Rav Moshe was machmir and egg matzis, and the Rav was machmir and egg matzis. Not to use it erev Pesach, shechal yotz b'shabbos v'shal l'shudus in the afternoon. For two different opposite reasons. Rav Moshe was machmir, maybe it's chometz. Because that's what you said, we don't hold from this cool over here. The Rav was machmir, maybe it's matzah. Because according to the Rambam, the only time it loses its status of matzah, of lechemon, is it has the big four. Remind the big four, what are they? What are the big four? Yayin, cholov, shemen, dvash. Not eggs, not apple juice. So they had made certain run of egg matzahs with wine or grape juice. So that even the briskers who hold that word about should be matzah would be allowed to eat it. Matzah shiur the holidays. I have a different chumrah. We'll get to it later, discuss it. It's not so simple to me that matzah shira is not matzah at all. You're not yotze, but could be that we'll get to what we learned about the Seder. Svei dinim in matzah. But that's not for this. That's not. Just give you a coming attractions.
The gross of it. When he probably says the shal shira is never such a job to discuss the basket, but you're not allowed to be matzah shira.
Correct. Correct. The Vilna Gaon suggests you can't matzah shira never pesach. If you're not for yotze, it could be two dinim, whatever it is. Bottom line is, this year, Pesach was not on Shabbos, so don't have to worry about it. Pesach was on Monday. But when it comes back again, whenever it's going to be next, it's a while, I think, if I'm not mistaken. In my view, you should have the guts. Of course, it depends who you marry. You should have the guts to have challah rolls in the house on Erev Pesach for Shabbos. That's what I do. My wife is very unflappable, very cool, and we do it. We count up how many people are coming, and we find out how many challahs are going to be consumed. I mean, you know, we give one challah roll for every person, for every meal. We have three meals: Friday night, you know, the Friday night meal, the Shabbos early morning meal, and the Shabbos mid morning meal. Each one, we put out a challah roll on a little napkin. We try to eat up every crumb, but else we just throw in the garbage. Pogos, cheese, crumbs, like just anything. And that's all. I mean, we eat the rest of the meal. The interesting hilchos brachos shem. We learned brachos, we spoke about it. And once you put the challah away, then whatever you eat afterwards might not be included in the amotzi. But we're not going there right now. This was not our Indian right now. I'll call upon him. Look over here in the mitzvah eson. Okay? So if you look at the mitzvah eson, he tells you at the very end, ayin no b'shut no de b'yehuda simen chafal. It's always important to know this Kama and Tinyana. This is, if you want to look it up yourself, it's Noda B'Yehuda Kama. He says like this. He says, this Teretz, the Nabiuda answers the Kashubet against Tosis. What's an Afkamina of the Mei Peiros or not? Either way, it's also going to Rashi. The answer is no, Erev Pesach is mutter. So ended the Noda Bihuda, the kasha that we have. Okay, so the first answer we gave was Rabosai, that May Paris is Mamar Lahachmitz, that's the Bach's Teretz. The second Teretz is that's more Chomer. The second Teretz is Fakert, it's more Kal, and it's mutter than Erev Pesach, it would be Chomer Tznuksha. Fine. The Noda Bihuda is Lashitosa Rabosai, in Simon Chavez, that just as, according to the Tur, the Chometz Nukshe of Seir is the Rabbanon, so too, the Chometz Nukshe of May Paris is the Rabbanon. That's his assuming. But if the Makor Chayim is right, then we just said that even the Tur who holds that what? That Chometz Nukshe of Seir is the Rabbanon, we'll have to concede that the Chometz Nukshe of May Paris is the Raisa, then this terror, this is not a Behuda, okay, obviously cannot work. Now, of course, the not a Behuda, is answering the Kodesh Yidus Rashi. Even if Tosis holds like the Makor Chaim, Rashi may not. So the not a Behuda's terror is not discredited. On that not a Behuda on the bottom is our goes Baruch Tam, or Baruch Franklin. He asks the same kasha. He says as follows. If you look in the Pnei Yoshua, my Elton Zeta, on the Aflama Testament base, he says that the issue which Rashi assumes over here, that made Paris on their own, Amachmitzim, is a matter of dispute among the Amoron. And Rashi, although he learns Pshat in our Sugya, that made Paris alone Amachmitzim, didn't pass in that way, Lahalacha Lamais. Lahalacha Lamais, Rashi passed in the made Paris alone, not Amachmitzim. And therefore, it was nistapek properly whether egg matzis is made peiros or not. That's three teruts to the question. Nathan, the kasha, which everyone should have jumped up. How what's Rashi's safek whether egg matzah is made peiros or regular matzah? They're both usur. We have three teruts. The first teruts is a bach made peiros is more chomer, memar lahachmitz. Maybe egg matzah is not memar lahachmitz. The second teruts is no. May Paris on the Rabbanon, but the Erev Pesach. The third teretz is Rashi passes the halacha. May Paris on not machmitzim. The machlokas amaroyim and aflam testament beis. The Pnei Yeshua knows. Add kind of three teretz. Fine. Okay. Rabosai, somebody asked me a question in Shir yesterday. Why the Ramban needed two reasons. Ramban gave two reasons in a row. One, he had a Hekesh, and two, no possibility of Shimur. This question is not our original question. If you look at the Divrei Yecheskel over here, at the very, very end, Simon Yud Aleph, at the very end of Sivkot and Yud Zayin, he quotes the Tzlach and also, you know what the Tzlach is? Who's a Tzlach? No, the Behuda. He called a safe, his name was Rabbi Cheskel Landau. Let me ask you a question. If his name was Rabbi Cheskel Landau, why is it safe with the Behuda? His father's Yehuda. And why is it safe from Psochem the Tzlach? His mother. Tzion the Nefesh Chai. My name was Chai. So if you ever write Tzvarim, if you want to dedicate it to the memory of your parents, it's an appropriate, certainly appropriate, with a good precedent from the Heiliger Rabbi Cheskel Landau, Baal No the Behuda. Hatzlach b'sugyon, he asked the following question. According to the Ramban, why do you need a posuk, a hekesh? Yena yotzi b'chamesh v'saminim, lo sochol olav chamas, etc. Tepik lehem b'kroh lu shmartem, v'chol she'en al yochol olav chimutz, en kan shimur. Did somebody ask my question today? I must be dreaming. All right, you asked me this question. I knew somebody asked me a question. You b'chamad at Hatzlach's kasha. You get a special prize for this. A Hatzlach prize. They have an Eretz, they call it Tzalash. Right? What are you talking about? In the army? Tzalash. It's called a Tzion Neshvach. Something like that. So we have a Tzalash. You get a Tzalash for the Tzlach. Sounds almost the same. Okay? He asked the Tzlach's Kasha. Here's the Kasha. Says the Divrei Yecheskel as follows. I have a great nafkamina. This is the end of the paragraph. Chamesha saminim is required for matzah lafuki mitoras lechem ulalame al chala gamkein di alfion chala mi matzah avlamikir adin lohoi alamitam shimur lohavi alfion chala minei. Rabosai, shimur is a unique thing only by what? By shmatam asam matzos. But for all the other areas of halacha, Hamotzi, Birchas Hamozen, Ala Michya, Hafrashas Chala. You don't really have to follow that. You don't have to have Shmartim as Hamatzos. So therefore, you have to have what? You have to have the Gzeres HaKos of the Hekesh to say, if it's not Bolid De Chimutz, Rabosai, not only is not good for Matzah, but it's also not good for what? For Hamotzi, Birchas Hamozen, and Chiyuv Chal, etc. That's the last four lines in this paragraph. Of course, we're going to turn the question around. Once you have the Hekesh, who needs what? Who needs the Shmarta? You have an answer? Yeah?
Ushmartin
is a separate game for matzah, that you need matzah shmura.
Why is the Ramban
quoted,
though?
No. The Pasuk in Chumash, I know we need. Ushmartin is a matzah, we know we need. Fine. But why do we need the drasha that the Yerushalmi has? You need, it requires shimur l'shem matzah. As long as, in point of fact, it was watched. Sounds like it's a new din of shimur l'shem matzah. That's the question. And the Rabban quotes both. What's your question? So the other way around is a kasha. So I'll tell you a secret comedy attractions. I saw in the Chayodim, in Nishmatam Siv Kontetzvam, he asked this question. You know what he says, believe it or not? It's a machlokus bavli in Yerushalmi. Rabban is wrong. Rabban has no right to quote both. It's either or. The bavli that quotes the Hekesh never quoted the Yerushalmi of Shimur, the Shem Zevach, the whole story. I mean, that particular the Shimur, the Shem Matzah, and the Yerushalmi that quoted the Shimur, the Shem Matzah, never quoted the Babli. That's what he claims. Put the Ramban in a bad way, but that's what he claims. He's the whole Lishma Tzav is an attack on the Ramban. It's Chilav itself. Yes.
If that's true,
can it be
a
Machlokas
Babli Yerushalmi, whether the focus is on Yisrael? I don't know what the context of Yerushalmi.
Could be. We'll see. I'm just giving you comic attractions. Believe that next week we'll see the Nishma Sada, believe that inside. Okay, fine. But then he has another fascinating idea over here. A fascinating idea. Amazing. Now, both sides, take a look at Tosis. I ask you to see Mem Amud Beis. I'm pretty sure it's on the Marama Compass. Pretty sure. Tosis Rava. Tosis Akasha. Now, Flamatess and Beis, it's Usr. Why Mem Beis is Mutter? Benir Lari. Kemach Shal Hadoshim. The Ein Darkam Lovo Lidei Chibutz Kol Kach. What do you mean, Kol? What in heaven's name does Kol Kach mean? Either it's yes Chometz or it's not Chometz. So, on my Ma'am HaKomis, on the Rambam, did I ask you to see the Sefer HaKomis? Is it not? Yes? Who saw it? Anyone see it? No one saw it. Sefer HaKomis is not only in the front of the Rambam. Sefer HaKomis is printed in every Rambam. If you have the old Rambam, you can look it up. In Sefer HaKovetz, you have the Frankel, it's here too, in the Sefer HaLikutim. But in the old Rambams, they had Sefer HaKovetz. For some reason, it was printed in the old Rambams. This is in Perikei, Halakha Beis. Amazing what he says over here. Incredible. I'm reading it to you. The Rav, he says, the Rav it holds, it's a Shalat Girsa, the Rav. The Orez V'dochen Chometz Nukshahavi. Believe this? We have a Gemara called our Pashup Shah. If you make matzahs from rice, have to go, who that's Sfarim? Do you make rice matzahs? Why not? You ever eat rice and Pesach, right? So you get, and you take rice, you put it in water, you cook the rice, no problem, right? He claims that you're over an Easter of Chometz Nukshah. Going to the right. That's what he says. He goes to us, Psalm Daf Mem. We just read it. Kol Kach. What's his raya? He brings a fascinating raya. Does the Sefer Kovetz. Rabosai, take a look at the Gemara. Lamed Vavam Al. You saw the Gemara yesterday, the day before. We'll see it again. The Gemara is Lamed Hamad Al. Lamed Hamad Al. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ibarlu shekarav lahachmet Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The kodem of machmets. Does it mean it's memar lahachmets? Or does it mean what? It's only karav lahachmets. It's not chometz gomer. Frek the sefer kovetz. Who cares? We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Who cares? Why isn't he buying the Gemara? Hilchos Shicha. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's not an overwhelming kasha. You have often things which are not kalacha, but it's still a question. That's what's bothering him. Who cares? Says the Holy Sefer HaKovetz, no, it's an afkamina. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that kodam lahachmitz, so we should say like this. We shouldn't have a tremendous dispute between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbanan say it's not even Nuksha. Nah. Rabbanan will have to agree it's Nuksha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's Koris. But if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's only Nuksha, Rabbanan holds its mutter. Since the Vaz Maskani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's Chometz Gomer, Chayav Koris. Kwanti Rabbanan, it's at least Chometz Nukshe. How do you like that? An incredible Sefer HaKovetz. Incredible. So therefore, Rabbosai, listen to this now. From the perspective of Ushmartim et Samatzas, you can be Yotze with Orez. Because it can reach the level of Chometz Nukshe. That's all we need, Rabosai, the Gzeres HaKosuv, of Lo Sochol, of Matzah, Shivas Yom Tov, of Chometz. Take that back. Lo Sochol Chometz, Shivas Yom Tov, of Matzah, Lechamoni, Dvorim HaBor, Lidei Chimush, which means Chimush Gomer, of the Rest of Mechamatzah, the Pesach, as opposed to others. And if even though Orez, Rabosai, from the perspective of the Shmartas and Matzah, would work, because they can reach Chometz Nukshe, he claims, based on the Ravid, but it doesn't work, you know why? Because it has to be Chometz Gomor because of the Hekesh. What an incredible Teretz suggested by the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, Sif Kodon Yud Zayin. Amazing. Isn't it amazing? That's a Chiddush Nifla. Now we go a step further. We have to end with this because believe that next time we're going to start with those Magen Avrams that are quoted by the journal that are on the Armakovas, Tuf Nundala, Tuf Ayan Aleph. He has a whole pilgrim about it. We'll get to that, starting on Sunday. Sunday Shir is at 11:30. Siyata Deshmai. Okay? One more Nakuda for today. That's a Divrei Yecheskel Sifkad and Yud Ches. Also quite remarkable. It's like this. He wants to know, what's the question of the Achron? If May Paris is only Nukshe, so the Melchamis says, according to the Rif, if you have May Paris without Mayim, you're not Yotze, It's not born on the day chibutz. Not b'chalul shmarten. Even with water, it's not born on the day chibutz. It's only chametz nukshe. And chametz nukshe is mutar midoraisa, as the Torah says in Siman Tov Mem Beis. So we gave a teretz earlier today from what? From the Makor Chayim. But that's only in inedible chametz nukshe, Tov Mem Beis. But here it's very edible. Says the Tukkot. The Yecheskel, the last paragraph of Yecheskel, as follows. No. Iker dino shelo shmartim es hamatzos, eino shelo yovel de yisuch chometz. No. We already said before, even if chometz nukshu would knock it out. Rather, look what he says now. Ela shelo tipoka mimenu toras matzah. Bez ofen shiir. U shmartim es hamatzos should stay matzah. Not that it shouldn't become chometz. Therefore, even the Rishonim will hold that chometz nukshe is mutar in the Torah, that means it's not chometz. But to be yotze with matzah, yotze matzah with it, forget about it. It's neither chometz nor matzah. He says, unbelievable. No man's land. Neither here nor there. Chometz nukshe in the level of the Raisa, he suggests, is neither chometz nor matzah. Because the Rav Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and chametz nukshe is possible for the matzahs of Menachos. Why? So the Rabbanon. The answer is, on a level of chametz and Pesach, it's only the Rabbanon. It's not called chametz with the level of the Raisa. But it's also not called matzah with the level of the Raisa. And therefore it's possible for Menachos. And ushmartem as hamatzahs means, see to it that it remains matzah, and doesn't become either chametz or neither. And drogenes in between. What a beautiful teretz. Both sides, I try to stop on time. We'll stop here. We'll start on Sunday with Mogen Avraham. It's a good opportunity. Let me go home for Shabbos. Bring back not only a Mishnah Berurah, but also a big Shulchan Aruch with Pesach.